It's 3M tape time on Vikings Game Plan with Pete Bursich, former player and coach for the Vikings, current analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. We are going to look extensively at the Arizona Cardinals offense, specifically at running back David Johnson. Now in the NFL, Adrian Peterson's not playing, but you have him, you have Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, some really good running backs in the NFL. This David Johnson, for my money, might be the most versatile in the NFL.
You're right, and we'll get a chance to see all that. He's a very, very good runner, but he's also good out of the backfield. He can damage you in a lot of different ways, and they use a lot of creative formations and things to get him the football when they need to.
Second year from Northern Iowa, let's take a peek at Bruce Arians' team, the adversary du jour this weekend.
One of the things you'll see, David Johnson likes to operate by himself as a dot back. You won't see him behind the fullback too often. One of the other things you're going to see a lot of is Larry Fitzgerald, one of the best blocking wide receivers in the league, and I still tip my cap to him for that because receivers don't get paid to block. They get paid to catch touchdowns, and he really does both. 49ers, they like the two-gap, but Johnson does such a good job of seeing what's going on in front of him and then getting him outside, and there's nothing worse. There's nothing that's going to upset a defensive coordinator more than to know that you have this guy with an angle. All he has to do is cut him off, turn him back inside to the pursuit. But Johnson is good enough to beat a corner in space, get outside, and then not only that, turn it up, keep his balance. Look at that footwork right there at the 3-yard line. Boom, touchdown. So this is, he's an explosive player. One guy makes a mistake, turns him the wrong way, and he's able to take it to the next level. Same thing, Johnson by himself. You see Fitzgerald again motioning in. Sometimes they'll throw the ball. They run bootlegs off of these things. They mix it up, so they do a very nice job orchestrating that. But the vision and the footwork and the cut.
Wow.
If you watch him.
Mike Iupati. Holy cow.
Exactly right. Big up front, moving the bodies.
Oh.
This is where the gap looks like it's going to be. But the linebacker knows this as well, so he's going to work himself over the top. It's two-gap defense. Pulls the carpet out from underneath him. Look at that. The cutback. Sustained block right here by the tackle. He jumps it in and gets himself the extra yardage. That's just an amazing cut block. A lot, or cut back, a lot like we see with Jerick McKinnon and what he likes to do.
Former Viking Gerald Hodges.
But this gives a defense just all kinds of headaches. When they're able to double team, you think you got him contained, you do, you don't, and then he makes it up to the next level. So against the Carolina Panthers.
There he is.
They're spreading you out, right? And one thing that they see is for Carolina, they're definitely blitzing. All the guys up front, you have the one guy way back there. They call it the angel over our shoulders. He's just to make sure no one gets into the end zone. But they have him outnumbered down here on the bottom. And what a great play call. Good job by Palmer reading it.
Wow.
Now you're in trouble.
Fitzgerald blocking.
Exactly. Wide receivers blocking again. Now you're in trouble. He splits the double team. You think you're going to get him around the 35-yard line? You look at Kuechly, right? But Kuechly thinks he has to take an angle this way to cut off Johnson because he's such a fast runner. But look at the vision, the cut and the vision. Boom. So this all happens. This tackle should have happened at about the 25-yard line.
Well, what's the angel doing?
Look at this. You've got three. Look at how many Carolina Panthers have a shot at this guy.
The angel lost his wings.
You take a look around. This is all Carolina Panthers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of them. And he still gets up to the 15-yard line. That's how dangerous this guy can be with the cutbacks and with everything else. You've got to pursue. You've got to bring more than one guy to the football. And I think tackling has been one of the issues that our defense has had. Not that we aren't tackling. We're just not knocking the guy backwards. We're not pushing the pile backwards. So one other thing that Palmer does real well.
Can we get a Palmer sack in here?
He's not a very strong-arm quarterback, but he's very, very smart. And he's very, very accurate as well. So here we go. You see the man-to-man coverage down here, the problem? Both these guys are on the same level. And when you're on the same level, one of these guys should be off. You are just asking to get picked by the wide receivers. We're seeing so much more of that around the NFL.
Oh, Michael Floyd.
But this is how you do it. That's all you need to do, right? You don't need to do the Patterson. I mean, Patterson got better at it. He got a penalty and then later on did it the right way. But just finesse right there. That's not illegal. Not a lot of separation. You take a look right here where this ball's in the air.
Yep.
There's not a lot of separation between Larry in the corner because he doesn't run like he used to, but watch where this football's put.
Wow.
Back shoulder, lets Larry jump up, go get it, and then come down with it. So the one-on-one matchups is Xavier Rhodes versus a Larry Fitzgerald. That's going to be very, very important.
Wow.
Another thing with David Johnson, they motion him out, right? You see this? You know you got linebacker one-on-one, three-on-three. Again, guys on the same level. They scouted this against San Francisco. They knew that they were going to get guys on the same level. You have three guys on the same level. You're never going to cover this. The linebacker can't get through. Perfect throw. Again, the accuracy and the timing.
But doesn't this guy have to jump? I mean, we're looking at a replacement left tackle and a replacement right guard. Doesn't he have to jump?
He should. He should get his hands up. He should balance up once he sees the short set and throw. But that's not always the case. You don't always know where that ball is going to go and what he's going to do. He has the guy coming across the middle open too, but just the perfect throw on time, and he scores with 2 yards to spare. I mean, it's
– these guys set more picks than the Phoenix Suns.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So you have to do it properly. Not that you can't play man-to-man against them, but you have to be able to be smart. Now, defensive front-wise.
Patrick Peterson.
We've had our stroll. I'm as, if not more, worried about this guy right here. Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
Now, he wears 93 like Kevin Williams, and he plays like 93 Kevin Williams. You see these cutback blocks try to happen. This is a full-grown man, right?
Yeah.
Guard for the Rams, trying to get into Calais Campbell, and he takes the one hand, look at that, and pushes him back at least 3 yards. So that is power. I haven't seen anything like that since Kevin Williams. I mean, this is dominating. Taking out two blockers. The tight end's moving back in. He doesn't even know where to go because his body's flying everywhere. And boom, very, very disruptive. Mm. Very, very, very strong man. Where's 93? Looks like Kevin Williams. You'll see the same thing here against Seattle where they try to cut him off. You want to try to run away from him?
Yep.
Good luck. They want to run outside. They're going to try to go this way. Calais Campbell's sitting right there. They want to cut him off on the backside with the guard. In the same kind of situation where he just gives it the... No, I don't think so today. The one arm, look at that on the tackle. Bam, pushes him back. Nice job here in the bottom, keeping contained.
That's terrible by him, though.
It is, but that's what you can't just – he's not getting any help from his guard. His guard has to give him base up at least a little bit of help.
Yep.
But my point is that man, that guy can push a 300-plus-pound man with one arm, and you don't see that kind of strength. So, again, when you look at the Cardinals, you think of a couple things. Larry Fitzgerald, a great blocker. A great one-on-one wide receiver. David Johnson's going to give us problems if we don't stop the run. And then offensively, stopping a guy like Calais Campbell. We noticed last week, Washington played on our side of the line of scrimmage, in my opinion, way too much. We got to make sure that 93 from Arizona isn't on our side of the line of scrimmage.
How has this team lost 4 games and tied one?
Well, we showed a highlight against San Francisco, but overall, Johnson did not have a great day against San Francisco. This is a timing-based throwing game that the Arizona Cardinals have. So if we're physical with our wide receivers, and again, it's tough against a guy like Larry Fitzgerald, but the rest of the group, if you disrupt that timing and you don't let Palmer get into a rhythm, you're going to have success. We normally have success among quarterbacks that can't scramble, aren't really mobile. Palmer is not a mobile quarterback. He will sit in the pocket, so I think our defensive pass rush is going to come around.